Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord and walking by faith. You know, we live in very challenging times with lots of difficulties and stuff, and we as Christians need to learn how to live and walk in faith, how to step out in faith. And so today I'm going to continue talking about faith and living by faith. See, the Christian life begins by faith. You know, we're born again by faith because God comes in our heart and changes our lives. You see, you have to have faith in God to come into all that God has for you. And so I want to just encourage you today that God is calling all of us to step out by faith. In Ephesians 2:8-10. Ephesians 2:8-10, it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them." And so the writer of Ephesians, Paul, is saying, you know, that we're saved by faith, not by works. See, you have to have faith in Jesus Christ. But when you have faith in Jesus and you give your life to Jesus, Jesus becomes your Lord. And so now you begin to do what Jesus called you to do. See, being born again is just the beginning of a life of faith. You step out in faith and accept Jesus as your Savior. And by faith and God's grace, all your sins are washed away and you're made a new person in Christ Jesus. But now you have to walk by faith and continue walking by faith in the things that God has prepared for you. So he said, we're not saved, Ephesians said, we're not saved by work, we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God. But we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works. See, James says, faith without works is dead. So if you say you have faith in Jesus Christ and you just live however you want, you really don't have faith in Christ, because faith in Christ changes your life. You don't live the same way you did before. You don't walk the same way before. You don't talk the same way before. There is a transformation that happens because you've put your faith in God, not in man, not in order. You put your faith in God. God's forgiven you your sin. God has given you a new life by faith, and by faith you live out that new life. You know, there are many people who accept Christ as their Savior, but they really haven't made God Lord of their life. They really haven't put their faith totally in God. They've accepted Christ to save them, but they really haven't put their faith in God. You see, we're saved by faith. We live our life by faith, and we do what God tells us to do by faith. We saw last week that sometimes God asks us to sacrifice things by faith. Give up things and trust him. And so today I want to continue talking about our journey of faith, how we can live by faith. If you haven't been born again, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Repent of your sin, invite Jesus into your life, and give your life totally to Jesus Christ. And if you're a Christian today, maybe you've been born again, maybe you've been saved, but you really haven't given your life totally to Christ. Now is the time to put your faith totally in Christ and begin to live your life according to his will and his purposes. And when you do, he will bless you. And so today I want to talk about some different aspects of faith. Sometimes some people talk about faith, but they don't really understand faith. Faith does not operate by itself. You know, you need to have faith in God. See, people have faith in other things, but you need to have faith in God, because God is the one that saves you. God's the one that changes your life, and God's the one that you obey if you have faith. And so the thing I want to look at right now is that faith enables us to see what we cannot see with our natural eyes. See, God sees things different than we do. See, God is over all. He sees the beginning of everything to the end of everything. He saw the beginning of the world to the end of the world. He knew who you were before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Before you were born, he knew who you were. He knows everything about your life. And so he sees things differently. We look out in the world, we see lots of problems in the world. And sometimes we can become discouraged by all the problems we see in the world. God sees what he is going to do. See, and God has not lost control in the earth. God is fulfilling his purposes and plans. God is building his church. God is building his kingdom. He will accomplish his purpose. God is coming back for a spotless bride, a church that is perfect and powerful. And God is raising up a church. And I could just share so many testimonies of lives that have been radically changed, completely changed by Jesus Christ. Because that is what God does. And so Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not here or there. It's in you. The kingdom of God is in the hearts of millions of people all over the world. It is the greatest kingdom in the world. You see, when you look out with our natural eyes, we see the natural world. God sees what is happening in the spiritual realm, and God is accomplishing his purposes. And we need to begin to lift our eyes up off of what we just see with our natural eyes and see what God sees. And there, we do that by faith. We know that scripture verse Hebrews 11:1, the definition of faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. That means that something you can't see really exists. For example, we know that God is. We can't see God, but we know that he exists by faith. We see God by faith. We have a relationship with God by faith. It's the evidence of what we can't see. And you see, God works in the spiritual realm that we can't see, and we need to have faith in what God does. And so faith is the substance of things what we hope for, expecting evidence of what we don't see yet. And a good example to help us understand this definition of faith is a story in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. Mark 10, 46 through 52. And this is a story of a man named Bartimaeus. Now, Bartimaeus was a blind man. He was born blind. He had never seen in his life. And during Jesus' day, the only way blind people could live is they were beggars. And so Bartimaeus was a blind beggar that always sat by the side of the road, waiting for people to give him some money. And then one day, Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming down his road. And so Bartimaeus had heard that Jesus could heal blind eyes. So hope came into Bartimaeus' heart, and expectations. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming. He had heard Jesus could heal blind eyes. So when Jesus comes down the road, Bartimaeus is having expectation that Jesus can heal him as a blind man. So Bartimaeus starts crying with a loud voice, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, there were thousands of people that were with Jesus, and people were telling Bartimaeus, you be quiet. You're just a beggar. Jesus doesn't have time for you. He's too busy. You be quiet. But the more people told him to be quiet, the louder Bartimaeus shouted, because he had an expectation, a hope that Jesus could heal him. And you know, all of us believe that Jesus can heal. We believe that Jesus can save. We believe that Jesus can deliver us. We believe that Jesus can supply our needs. We believe that God is all-powerful. But sometimes we have a hard time believing that God has something for us. And so we pray. We know God can do these things. We know Jesus can do these things. So we pray and pray and pray. But sometimes we don't see and receive what we pray for. We have a hope and expectation, but we don't see it happen because we don't see it by faith. We're praying by faith, but we don't see it by faith. We don't see it as a reality. And so blind Bartimaeus is shouting and shouting because he expects Jesus coming, and he believes that Jesus can heal his blinded eyes. And so he continues to shout, and then Jesus hears Bartimaeus. Now, as you read the story, Jesus does not go to Bartimaeus. Jesus asked Bartimaeus to come to him. Now, Bartimaeus is a blind man, but Jesus is asking Bartimaeus to step out in faith, even though he can't see yet, and come to him in faith. And the Bible says that Bartimaeus threw off his cloak. A cloak was like a robe that you wore during Jesus' day. And Bartimaeus had a cloak, and the cloak covered you completely. So the cloak was important to Bartimaeus. It kept him warm when it was cold. It kept the rain off of him. It was the most important thing in Bartimaeus' life, his coat. And also during Jesus' day, this coat that Bartimaeus wore, or this cloak that he had, was also a symbol of his blindness. So when you saw people wearing this certain cloak, you knew they were blind people. So it was his identity as a blind man, and it was his security. It was what kept him warm and kept the rain off him. But when Jesus called Bartimaeus, he threw off his cloak on the side. He just left his cloak behind on the side of the road. He left that which was security to him. He left that which was most important to him. He left that which identified him as a blind man. You see, sometimes we see ourselves as a poor person, or maschini. You know, we see ourselves as not having much. And because we see ourselves in that way, we fail to receive what God has for us. You know, some people see themselves. I have a friend of mine who accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, but he was doing lots of drugs before he was saved. And God delivered from drugs and doing drugs, but after he got saved, he would walk with Jesus for a while, and he fell back into doing drugs again. And then he would give his life to Jesus again, and then he'd fall back into doing drugs again. And then one day I was talking to him, and this is what he said to me: "Andy, I'm a druggie. I'm a man who does drugs, and I think I will always do drugs." You see, this friend of mine, he believes in Jesus Christ. He loves Jesus Christ. He's given his life to Jesus Christ. He prays to Jesus. He cries out to Jesus to deliver him from the power and control of drugs on his life. And Jesus delivers him, but he falls back into it. Why? Because he sees himself still as a druggie, as a person who does drugs. So drugs has control over him. You know, and so if you see yourself in a certain way, even though you cry out to God, you don't see the answer to your prayer because you still see yourself in the old way that you've always been. But you see, we need to see with eyes of faith who we are in Jesus Christ. See, this man, friend of mine needs to begin to see himself as a child of God, that he's not a druggie anymore. He's not a drunk anymore, that he is a child of Almighty God. He has been delivered by the power of God, that he is not the same man he was before. And you see, we all carry sometimes things of our past into our Christian life, and those things hinder us. And so blind Bartimaeus, when Jesus called him, he threw off his robe, and in his blindness, he comes to Jesus. He still cannot see. He's abandoned his old way of life. He's given up everything. And he now comes to Jesus in his blindness. And Jesus asks Bartimaeus, "What do you want from me?" Now, Jesus knows everything. He knows that Bartimaeus is a blind man. But he needs Bartimaeus to tell him what he really needs, specifically what he wants. See, Jesus, in the faith walk, life of faith, he calls us to abandon the past to come into the future. And then we need to clearly be able to tell Jesus what we want him to do in our lives. Not just, oh, we want a lot of money. What specifically do we need in our life that will not just give us money or position or power, but that will change our lives and make us so we're not the same anymore? And so Bartimaeus asked for a very important thing to him. He asked that he may see. And so Jesus speaks over Bartimaeus. He receives his sight. And the first thing that Bartimaeus saw with his eyes, he had never seen before, the first thing he sees with his eyes is Jesus Christ. That's the first thing he sees. And he keeps his eyes on Jesus. And Bartimaeus becomes a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. See, God wants us to be able to see what he sees, not see what the world sees, not see the problems, not see our shortcomings and the way we are, to see what he sees, to see him, to focus on him, and to begin to see ourselves as who we are in Jesus Christ. Because if we don't begin to see as God sees, we continue to walk in the old ways. So faith comes, our life of faith begins, by faith we accept Christ as our Savior. By faith we focus on Jesus Christ. By faith Jesus begins to transform our lives into the very image of Jesus Christ. We give our lives totally to Jesus Christ and we are changed, and God begins to change our vision of things. You see, the kind of house you live in does not identify who you are. See, Jesus had no house. Jesus had no fine clothes. Jesus lived a very simple life. But Jesus could see things no one else could see. Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. He knew that the power of God resided in him. He walked with God's authority even though he was a poor man, because he could see things as God saw things. So when he saw a demon-possessed person, he didn't see a demon-possessed person. He saw a child of God. He didn't see a blind Bartimaeus. He saw a follower, a disciple in Bartimaeus. And he spoke to that and gave Bartimaeus sight to see. See, we allow our circumstances and our environment to define who we are, or to make us think that we're a certain way. But we're not a certain way. You're not just a Kenyan or Ugandan or from Burundi or from a certain tribe or clan. You are a child of Almighty God. And you need to begin to see things by faith. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12. Says, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." So God, I haven't seen, our natural eye has not seen, and we haven't even heard of the great things that God has prepared for us. But it goes on to say, "But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." So with our natural eyes, we can't even see or understand what God has for us. But the Holy Spirit wants to reveal things to us. The Holy Spirit wants us to help us see what God sees, to understand God's ways. Jesus said, "I'm going to send the Helper to you. He will teach you all things. He will bring all remembrance to you. He's going to give you all power. He's going to enable you to do things you cannot do yourself." See, the Spirit of God sees your world differently than you do. As you look out over your world, you see all the problems and lack of money and all these things. But the Holy Spirit sees as God sees, and he sees things that you can't see and that you can't even hear. And he wants to reveal those things to you as you walk with him. Jesus, when he walked on the earth, he said, "I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. I only do what the Father shows me to do." So Jesus saw everything from the eyes of the Father God. And God wants to begin to open your eyes to see people differently. Sometimes we say this person's a bad person, this person's a good person. We judge people by their outward appearance. God told Samuel when to anoint David as king. David was just a poor shepherd boy. But God says, "I don't see man according to the outward appearance. I see man's heart." And God anointed a poor shepherd boy to be the next king of Israel because God saw something in David that even his father and brothers didn't see. God saw something because David wasn't defined by what he was. He was defined by what God called him and what God created him to be. See, that is the faith walk. We live in challenging times, and I'd like to say, "Oh, things are going to get better." I don't know if things are going to get better. But I do know that we serve a great God, and I do know that God is in control, and God is accomplishing his purposes, and the kingdom of God will prevail. And so even in the midst of the challenges I face, and I face physical challenges, I face other challenges, I keep my eyes focused on God, and I allow God to help me see things as he sees things. I tell you, God wants to do some mighty works in and through us. Doesn't mean we're going to become a great evangelist or pastor. No, we'll become what God created us to be. And God creates us all to be different things and to do things in different ways. I have friends of mine that are tremendous in leading people to Jesus Christ. They don't have a big ministry. They're not evangelists. They don't hold crusades. But I have a friend, and he leads people to Jesus Christ almost every day. And he's just an ordinary man. But when he walks up to people, God reveals things to him about people, and he speaks in their life. Yesterday, he was out in front of his house doing some work in front of his house. He wasn't even thinking about doing anything for God or anything. And someone was walking by his house that he had never met, and they were asking for some directions how to go someplace. And he said, you know, I think that you have suffered a great loss in your life and that you're in a time of grieving because of that loss. And as soon as he said that, this person began to weep. And they said, yes, my husband recently passed away and I am grieving and I don't know what to do. And my friend was able to minister to that lady and lead her to Jesus Christ. Why? Because he saw with the eyes of faith. He saw something in that lady. She looked like a very ordinary lady that you'd meet anywhere, but she was carrying a great burden in her heart, a great aching in her heart because of the loss of her husband. Yet God intervened in that situation. Because God works in different people in different ways. I have a friend of mine. He drives a big truck. And he ministers to truck drivers. And he's got a sign on the side of his truck. Christ for Life Trucking. He talks to truckers about Jesus Christ. And now he has a meeting with truckers. Men who drive trucks who were immoral, terrible men. But he did not see those men as terrible men. He did not see those men as immoral men. He saw those as potential children of God. And even just as a simple truck driver, God is using him. See, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God wants to reveal them by his Holy Spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what you don't see. See, Bartimaeus had a hope, an expectation that when Jesus come by, he could get healed. And then when Jesus called Bartimaeus, he threw off his old life. He threw away what was old, and he stepped out, even in his blindness, he stepped out in faith. And as a result of that, Jesus healed his eyes, and he became a disciple of Jesus Christ. He may have touched other people's lives. God may have used them for healing. We don't know because the Bible doesn't record all those things. Eye has not seen, ears not heard, but God wants to reveal by his Holy Spirit. God is calling us to a life of faith. Faith enables us to do the impossible. And a story that I love is the story of Peter in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 33. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. And here, Jesus had fed 5,000 people with bread, with a little bit of bread and some fish. And then Jesus tells the disciples, get in the boat and go on the other side of the lake. So they were doing what Jesus told them to do. And Jesus went up on the mountain to pray. And the Bible says that while he was praying at night, by the Spirit he saw on the lake that the big storm was on the lake and the disciples were struggling in the lake because of the storm. Now you see, the disciples were doing what Jesus told them to do, but in the midst of doing what Jesus told them to do, they got in a big storm. Why? Because Jesus knew they were going to get in a big storm. Sometimes God sends you to do something and you end up in a big storm. You end up in a big problem. But don't be discouraged. Jesus sees your problem. Jesus praying saw the problem, and he came walking to them on the water. And at first they thought he was an evil spirit, but then he spoke and said, no, it is I, and they recognized that he was Jesus walking on the water. And I love what Peter does. Peter, when he recognizes Jesus, he says, Jesus, can I come to you? Now, the storm was still there. The wind was blowing and the waves were big and the boat was rocking here and there. Water was getting in the boat. It was a terrible storm. And Jesus is walking in the midst of the storm on the water. And Peter says, "Can I come to you on the water?" No man has ever walked on water. But you see, faith arose when Peter focused his eyes on Jesus. Faith arose in Peter's heart. And he did something no man had ever done. He stepped out of the boat into the storm and began to walk on water. No one else had done that. I'm sure the other disciples in the boat said, "Peter, don't get out. You're going to drown. This is impossible." But you see, faith rose. It wasn't Peter trying to be important or big. No, faith arose in Peter's heart by the Holy Spirit. He stepped out of the boat, the secure place, into the storm, and he walked on water. And as long as he kept his focus on Jesus, he continued to walk on water in the storm. But when he looked at the storm, his faith went away, he became discouraged, and he went down in the water. And he cried out for help, and Jesus reached out, pulled him up out of the water, and put him back in the boat again. But you know, Peter did something that no man had done. He walked on water because by faith he stepped out of the boat into a storm. You know, a lot of times we get in storms in life. We get in hard times in life. And God wants faith to arise in your heart and for you to step out and do what seems impossible in the midst of the storm. Not when things are good. In the midst of the storm, to step out and do what is possible. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Mark 10:27 says, "With men, things are impossible. With God, nothing is impossible." See, God is calling us in the midst of our storm, in the midst of the challenges we're facing, to see things as he sees them, to faith to arise in our heart, and to step out and do the impossible in the midst of the storm. Lord God, I pray for every person listening to Voice of Hope today. I pray, Lord, if they are not a believer, if they're not saved, that they will give their lives fully to you. I pray for Christians, Lord God, who are listening to this, Lord God, who are overcome with fear and anxiety, who have all kinds of problems, are all discouraged, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will commit their lives fully to you, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that you will encourage their heart, help them to see things as you see things. And Lord, build them up by your word, Lord God, to be able to walk into everything you have for them, Lord Jesus. Lord, you're greater than any problem. You're greater than any storm, Lord God. We know that. But we need to focus on you, Lord God. We need to allow you to change our eyes to see what you see. Because, Lord, you are working the world to do, doing great things for your glory. Lord, I pray your blessings upon every person listening to Voice of Hope. May they have a good week walking with the Lord. So I just encourage you this week. Invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope next Sunday. You can also go to the Voice of Hope today on YouTube. And listen to me. I'm also the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark on Facebook, and I give little teachings during the week on Facebook and on YouTube. But you have a good week walking with the Lord. I hope to talk with you again next Sunday. Keep the faith. Stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God bless you. Amen.